Just a few minutes. Yeah. Are they from Mexico, or do you know they're not even from Mexico? Did they recently come here, or do you know how long? I really should know about it up front. I knew they had the one down by New Caney, but there's one actually here in town. Yeah.
So, have you seen this little girl? What's her name, ma'am?
I wouldn't have seen the term.
The lady with the young lady, 25 years old, very thin, Hispanic, only speaking Spanish.
Is that the one with the baby? Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her.
Do an ultrasound of the pelvic ultrasound?
That's what she wanted, but I told her we'd just do it and not charge her for it, because I thought it was more important to charge her for a UA and a UPT, but I don't see anything. I mean, it's,
You did it already.
Yeah.
Oh, she just came out. Okay.
Everything looks pretty normal.
I thought she may have PID. She could have she says she's not late on her period, she's got pubic tenderness.
It doesn't look like rebound tenderness from appendicitis, and she's got positive strep and the flu, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got all
and
that.
The urine looks pretty bad right there.
Well, I think it's the urine. Yeah, let's see. Looks pretty bad. Okay, so she's got blood and everything. I don't know.
So
whether she's got blood in the urine too, is all she's got. Let's see what it shows. But it's kind of hard to, this is what I've done, Sam. I referred them over here. It's called the UTMB Pregnancy Program.
Mm-hmm.
They have one here in town.
But you have to be pregnant for it, right?
No, it's for just for indigent people.
Really?
It's a nurse practitioner from UTMB. They have a clinic there over here by the courthouse. And then they have one down past New Caney. I sent people to one in Caney. I didn't realize they had one here as well. So I think they would see her. I mean, they'll turn people away there just to, help people, with unwanted pregnancies and undiagnosed with female problems. And mostly deal with female problems. So that's where I was going to tell her to go and get a checkup there. Because I don't, we're giving her antibiotics, and maybe if she has a bladder infection, that'd be real simple.
Yeah.
She's also having back pain. Too, right? So that's
not nice.
Right.
She's not pregnant
yet? She's not complaining of dysuria or anything like that. Right?
Nope, she definitely
is not. She just had a period of probably.
She's got a small belly, ketones are up, moderate blood, trace glucoside, so it looks like she's got a UTI too.
Well, yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cover it with
that.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, so
Blanca, do you know anything? Exactly, UTMB, it's like a female.
They're in
UTMB? Yeah, they have one, but they also have one here in town. Did you know that? I didn't know that. But the other day, there's one over here by the courthouse. And when you go to see
it. Sorry.
He's got a crack. Oh, no. No. That's all right. It's pretty much proper. I think you're talking about the health department.
They're there monthly.
What? They're there monthly.
But it's monthly.
They're not there all the time, but they are available. Oh, they only come once. But they come a few days throughout the month, don't they? They're just once a month?
From my understanding, a long time ago, they only come once a month.
Well, maybe. But you know a little bit about them, right? We just don't know. I just saw them the other day. I didn't